listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear great ideas, insight, and inspiration to level up your leadership ability.
Hey, it's John Barrett on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. I'm so excited that you're here once again listening in. I want to add value to you, help you level up so you don't level out in your influence and your impact, as we say every month here on this podcast. Guys, I am passionate about leaders. I want to help you get better. Today, I want to talk to you about how to detox from overworking. How to detox from overworking. Listen, I am telling you this as a fact here today. Leadership can cause addictive behaviors. I just want you to know that. Most of the leaders that I coach and I've worked with over 20 years, they have got addictive behaviors. Now, these addictions may seem harmless, but they prove to be devastating to our influence and our impact, not to mention our well-being in life. I coach many leaders, literally nationally, internationally, and I see these behaviors everywhere. I am going to have an intervention with you today. I am stepping in and I am going to help you with these detox principles of overworking. How do you get out of this? Because my friend, I'm here to tell you, I love you, I care about you, and I am going to be your leadership doctor today, because I'm going to help you get the antidote to getting over this overworking kind of thing that plagues all of us. And these addictions that we've got with overworking and giving of our time and getting no sleep and running ourselves into the ground and putting ourselves into the ground, all that stuff, I'm telling you, it's killing your productivity, it's killing your influence, it's killing your ability to be successful for the long term. You can't scale when you are overworking and running yourself into the ground because you have no energy. So I am going to intervene today, and I'm going to help you out with this addictive behavior of overworking. Now, here is the symptoms of overworking. When you keep telling yourself that it's just this project, it's just this month, it's just this phase of life, it's just this season, and you keep saying that again and again and again and again and again, and you found yourself for years now always kind of saying the grass is greener, it'll be done, you won't overwork like this, just as soon as we get that next team member, as soon as we get them onboarded, as soon as we get this done, we'll be okay. Listen, you are an overworking addict, my friend. If you have ever said that, if you find yourself there, you are an overworking addict. You don't maybe know it yet, and you keep telling yourself you're not, but my friend, you are. The excuse you tell yourself is, listen, it's not my choosing. I don't want this. I'm just trying to make the best of it. I'm just trying to get that person on board. I'm just trying to get through the season. If we just get through this, I know it's a busy season right now, we'll be good once summer hits. Once fall hits now. Once the holidays hit. All that. You keep telling yourself that. No, because it never changes. You are an overworking addict. So I want to help you, right? I've got some hard truth for you today. If you really wanted to change, guess what? You would. Listen, here's a hard reality. If you really wanted to lose weight, guess what? You would. If you really wanted to save more money, guess what? You would. If you really wanted to clean your garage, guess what? You would. We do the things we really want to do without any excuse that gets in our way. I mean, I'm telling you, if it's something that we want, we will make it happen. And most likely, here's what I know about you. You're probably a high achiever. That's why you're listening to this podcast, which means this. If you really wanted something, you will figure out a way to make it happen. That's a fact. So you got to understand, overworking is something that you have got, first of all, to tell yourself, I got to get out of this. I got to admit I am overworking. Now, for some of you, that might be really easy. Like, John, I am. That's why I'm here for help. This is why I want to listen. How do I get out of this? I'm tired of being here. Some of you, you need to realize that you are addicted to overworking. And here's what overworking does. Overworking actually causes you to underperform. Listen, your energy, your focus, your body, the quality of your work can only take so much before you just start to break down. And the more that you spend time working on something, productivity actually goes down. Listen, without moments of rest and recovery, you're going to lose yourself. And your sharpness and your ability to focus is not going to be there. They call this decision depletion. And this has been studied in all kinds of psychology, that the longer you go about your day and have to make decisions, which, by the way, we make thousands and thousands of decisions every day, the more you do that, you are depleted on your ability to make good decisions. This is why, you know, you start off the day like, I'm going to be really healthy today. And I got up and I ran and exercised and worked out. And for breakfast, you did really good. And for lunch, you did okay. You were pretty strong. But boy, by that evening, you have exerted so much energy to make good decisions that you are depleted. And guess what you do that night? You're like, I got to have a bowl of ice cream. And you go get the bowl of ice cream. Then you're like, I got to have that Snickers bar. And then I got to have that piece of pie. And, oh, and before you know it, you're all off the rails. And then you're just like, well, if I did that, I just might as well just do all this now and just go all in. Decision depletion. The longer you go making decisions and that without getting rest and recovery and those things, you begin to make worse decisions if you're not careful. Now, I say that in the context of productivity because the longer you go just working all night into the night and hours, even though you think you're getting things done, you're actually moving slower because it's harder for you to focus. It's harder for you to get things done. Most people only have about 3 or 4 hours of the day that they're at their optimal performance. That's a fact. Even hard workers, only about 3 or 4 hours of your day are you really in the green zone, high energy in that. That's, by the way, if you haven't listened to the energy clock, go back and listen to that, one of the podcasts I did a long time ago. And we only have about 3 or 4 hours in our green zone per day. That's max where you are getting things done. So those of you that are working 8, 10, 12, 15, you know, hour days, and you're just going and you're pushing it, I'm telling you, your decision-making is going to go down and you're actually going to underperform because overworking actually causes you to underperform. So listen, you got to understand that you've got to admit to this stuff. You got to figure out what do I do to get over it. So I want to give you 3 antidotes. I'm going to give you 3 leadership pills that you can take to treat your addiction of overworking. 3 things that you can do to detox. Say, John, I get it. How do I get out of this? How do I get out of the rat race? How do I get out of all this? What do I do? I'm going to give you 3 leadership pills today that if you start to take these and you'll start to practice this and you'll start to live this out, you are going to detox and you're going to be more successful. The first one is what I would call prioritizational. That's right, prioritizational. That's the name of the leadership pill, the antidote I'm going to give you. The second one is delegationine. Delegationine. We're going to unpack what that is. The third one is boundaries a pan. If you take these, prioritizational, delegationine, and boundaries a pan, you are going to get better. So let's break them down. Prioritizational. This is the first leadership pill you got to take. Listen, in a fast working environment, a fast paced workplace that you're at where you've got a lot of responsibilities, you have to understand you can't do it all. Let me repeat that for those in the back of the room. You can't do it all. I hope you heard that. Listen, I work with a lot of organizations and a lot of people in 20 years. And everyone, I repeat, by the way, everyone I've worked with is typically doing way too much. Not everyone, but I would say 8 to 9 out of 10 people are doing way too much. They have way too many goals. They've got way too much on their plate. They've got way too many aspirations. And listen, I'm all about goals. I'm all about aspiration. I'm all about growth and success and get better. I'm all about that. But the average person is doing way too much. They're trying to do it all at once. They're trying to get too much done all at once. And they're playing this short game of stress and we got to get it done now. We got to make it happen rather than playing the long game of success. And it's causing all kinds of stress. It's causing turnover in organizations, burnout, and distractions on the team. And I'm telling you, people are slowing down. Actually, in the name of trying to get so much done, you're actually getting less done because you're trying to do 100 things. There's an old proverb that says, he who chases 2 rabbits will never catch one. When you're chasing 2 rabbits, it's hard to catch even one. And most people are chasing so many goals, so many things that they're trying to get done, that they're really not getting anything done. And if they would just focus that energy and prioritize what needs to be prioritized and make the main thing, then all of a sudden they would begin to increase their productivity and actually get more done. You get more done by doing less, by the way, sometimes. Listen, remember this. When everything is a priority, nothing is. Just let that sink in. When everything's a priority, nothing is. Nothing. Because everything can't be a priority. You can't have a priority if everything's a priority. Because then nothing is a priority. So you have to make the main thing, and keep focused on what matters most. What is going to move the needle just a little bit closer? Listen, every little side project, one-off, small task, shiny object, new shower idea that you've got in the morning and all this kind of stuff or on the run. Listen, you got to eliminate all the unnecessary and you got to push it off into a later date. Listen, when you prioritize and you get it right, you're going to increase your productivity. When you don't prioritize, it's going to kill productivity. And too many people are not prioritizing. Listen, prioritizing your schedule, projects, meetings, tasks, everything. It is hard. And this is why most people don't do it. They don't do it very well. In fact, listen, you've got to make priorities your priority. You got to prioritize your priorities. You got to say, listen, I've got to sit down and get intentional about what are my priorities. If you don't prioritize getting your priorities, then you're going to be doing everything. And you're going to get just inundated with all of this. Ben Franklin said this. I love this. For every minute spent in organization, an hour is earned. For every minute that you spend in organization, an hour is earned. Listen, when you take time to prioritize your priorities and you begin to organize your stuff and you begin to do the hard work by saying, okay, what matters most? And you give yourself permission to only focus on that and let the clutter just kind of go away. It's hard, but I'm telling you, it is going to give you a massive return on how fast you can go and what you can get done. You've got to think progressively, not momentarily. So don't let your drive and ambition outrun your energy and well-being. Listen, you got to be patient as you play the long game of success. Yes, be aspirational. Yes, be goal-oriented. Be growth-oriented. Yes, push far and hard and drive yourself and all that kind of stuff. But listen, there is a fine line with going so far that you just burn out and you actually begin to slow down and you actually begin to make worse decisions and you're not doing as well as you could that if you would have just gotten more focused on a few things rather than everything. So prioritization all. You have got to take that hard pill and swallow that thing and say, I've got to sit down and prioritize my schedule. I got to prioritize my priorities. I got to prioritize my to-do list and I've got to get very intentional. That means you got to let some things fall to the wayside and let them go. Let them go. Listen, if you're the leader of a team or an organization, can I just encourage you right now? Just let go of all the fluff. All the stuff that doesn't need to be done, and you got to figure out what that is, and you got to get focused on the main thing. Doesn't mean you're not going to do it. Doesn't mean that you're never going to do it. It just means that you're putting it on hold so that you can get focused on what matters most, all right? All right, the second one is delegation-ine. Delegation-ine. This is the next pill you got to take. Listen, the next pill is, in order to detox this overworking, is a giant dose of delegation. Delegation-ine. If you begin to get great at delegating, you are going to absolutely help your addiction to overworking. In fact, you cannot get over overworking until you understand delegation and how to be great at it. Most leaders I work with are not good at this, and they're not as good as they think they are, I can tell you that. Listen, most likely, I can almost guarantee you right now that you're holding on the things that you need to delegate. I can tell you right now, whatever the bottom 10% that you're doing that you shouldn't be doing, you have got to let it go. There is something. In fact, I go to leaders all the time and they'll say, what do you need to delegate? And sometimes they'll come back to me and they'll say, John, I'm not even sure where to start. I say, listen, just you got to identify your bottom 10%. What's the bottom 10% that you shouldn't be doing? Somebody else should, because it's holding you back from doing what only you can do. Because here's the deal. You should only do what only you can do. That's how you know what you should be doing and what else to delegate. Only do what only you can do. And when you only do what only you can do, where you add the most value in your strength zone, you're going to know very quickly what are the things that you need to let go. Somebody else can do them. Somebody else can make it happen, whether you outsource it or you raise somebody up or whatever it is. Listen, you have got to make sure that you are delegating. You are telling yourself all these excuses probably for not delegating. Here's the most common excuses I always hear. Well, John, nobody can do it as good as me. Oh my gosh, I hear that all the time. And another one is this, my team's too overwhelmed, John, as it is. I can't give them more. And they just assume, you make an assumption that your team is way too overwhelmed. Now listen, I'm not saying maybe they're not overwhelmed, but if you make those assumptions and you just hold back and don't do anything, then you're gonna limit yourself. You're gonna destroy yourself. Here's another excuse that I hear all the time. I won't have anything to do if I give a lot of stuff away, John. If I don't have anything to do because I've given it all away, what am I going to do? I'm not going to add any value. What a low-level way of thinking. Listen, give away everything you can so that you can grab a hold of more, so that you can add more value and do things that you can't even do right now, things that would take you and your team and your organization to a whole nother level. Another excuse I hear is, well, John, they're not ready to take on what I need to give them. They just don't have what it takes. I don't have the right team around me, John. If I have the right team, then I would be able to do it. No, listen, you've got to develop them. You can't wait for the right team to come. Nobody gets to magically choose that all the time. Sometimes you inherit a team. Sometimes it is what it is. It's the best cards that you've got right now, and you got to figure it out. Listen, you've got to develop those around you. If you're going to have a good delegation plan, then you've got to start to grow those around you and help challenge them and inspire them and push them and help them get to that next level. So listen, you've got to get delegation right. The higher you go as a leader, the greater the need to be an amazing delegator. That's a fact. The higher you go, the better you need to get at delegating. You can't do it all. And great leaders know this. They don't pretend to be superheroes and you know, untouchable and all this stuff. No. They learn how to delegate more effectively. Listen, your leadership capacity is a direct result of your delegation strategy. I'm going to say that again for you. Your leadership capacity is a direct result of your delegation strategy. You have got to get a strategy. What is your delegation plan? Listen, you can only go as high as you're willing to let go. Or as my mentor, Dr. John C. Maxwell, he always said this, you got to give up to go up. And if you don't give up, you're not going to go up. And many leaders, they're not giving up to go up. They're holding it and they're staying where they're at. So you got to understand, you've got to have a delegation plan. That means that you've got to sit down and say, okay, what is the bottom 10% that I'm going to let go of? What am I going to take off my plate? Who's going to take it? What are the steps for them to get there? And you need to come up with a delegation strategy. I call it a delegation plan. You should know. I should be able to sit down with you and say, tell me your delegation plan for your team. And you should be able to say, okay, which one? Which person? And I say, okay, how about person X? You should be able to sit down and say, yep, here's the next two things that they're going to get a hold of. And here's what we're training them towards. Here's what I'm challenging them in. Here's the dates and here's the markers of where we want them to be by this certain time. You should have that in theory. Now, I understand most of you do not. You're listening to this and you're going, John, I don't even know I'm supposed to have that, number one. Number two, that seems like a lot of work. I am telling you right now, it may be a lot of work, but if you want to keep yourself overworked and addicted to this thing and run yourself into the ground and kill your long-term success, well, then don't worry about what I'm saying. Just turn off the podcast right now. But if you want to get over this and you want to go to the next level, you better have a delegation plan. That means for every person that you're responsible for in terms of a direct report that comes to you, you should have a delegation plan for each person. And it should look out at least 6 months to a year, at least. Sometimes it might even be longer than that. I'm not saying you got to have a 10-year plan for them, although that wouldn't hurt. But you should at least have a 6 months to a year-long delegation plan of what you're doing, what you're handing off to them, what they're trying to grow into, and what their goal is. Listen, people need to have a goal, a target, so that they can see that there's a path for them to get better and to grow into new responsibilities. Too many times I see leaders just kind of make all these promises like, yeah, we're just, you know what, keep doing hard work and one day it'll pay off for you. We're going to level you up. Well, they're like, well, what does that even mean? What am I even trying to take on? Where am I even trying to get? What is the next level? How do I even get there? Are there more things I have to be doing, or do I just keep doing what I'm doing and one day you're going to give me responsibility? Like, what is this? And most people have no clear direction on what the plan is because the leader doesn't even know what the delegation plan is. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take some delegation on, and I want you to swallow this pill by sitting down and coming up with a delegation plan for each one of your direct reports, or at least prioritize the direct reports you need to start with. Maybe it's 1, 2, 3 people out of your team of 10. I don't know. Whatever it is, start somewhere. Something is better than nothing. Get a delegation plan. I don't care if it's for one person, maybe your right-hand person that you've got on your team. Figure out what the delegation plan is. Sit down together with them. Talk about it. and begin to form and strategize, formulate and strategize what this is going to look like. Look at the bottom 10% on your plate that you need to let go of, the things that aren't only you're doing what only you can do. And that can be your marching order to say, how am I going to pass this along? And what is the plan? They may not be ready for it now. They may not even have the capacity to do it all right now, but you're going to start training and get the ball rolling so that you can plant that seed. There's an old statement years ago that says, when's the best time to plant a tree? 25 years ago. Well, when's the next best time? Today. I mean, if you don't have a tree and you didn't plant it 25 years ago, plant it today. Because if you plant it today, you're going to be that much closer tomorrow to producing that harvest. So start training and exposing and walking with your team through things. Even if it's just, hey, I want you to start sitting in on this meeting with me. Well, why? Because I just want to start exposing you to what it's like to be in this meeting and get this information and begin to communicate. Even if they don't say a word, they're just observing for months or whatever it is. Listen, do whatever you got to do to bring them along. There's an old statement in leadership that says, leaders never do anything alone. And if you think about it, it's a powerful statement. Think if you're leaders, what is leadership? It's about developing other people. You can't lead people if you don't have anyone that you're responsible for. That's not leadership. That's just life. I don't even know what that is called, right? Like, if you're a leader, you have people that you're responsible for because you're leading them. So when you think about that, leaders never do anything alone. It's this challenge that if you really want to be a great leader, everything that you do, you should be seeding that in somebody else. You should be raising them up. You should be exposing it to them. You should be talking about it at a minimum with them, telling them what you're doing, what you're responsible for, what your thought process is, why you do these things. But it even better is to be able to bring them along with you and begin to show them what you're doing while you're doing it. It's not that hard sometimes, guys, to begin to show people what you're doing while you're doing it. You're going to do it anyway. You might as well bring somebody along. So think about that statement. Leaders never do anything alone. And ask yourself, how many things are you doing alone? How many responsibilities, tasks, and that are you doing by yourself? Now, I get there are some things only you can do. Only do what only you can do. But you've got to ask yourself, what is the bottom 10% or 20% that I'm doing that I could begin to bring somebody along with and begin to start that delegation plan to expose them to this so that they can get used to it, so that eventually they can take it, they can run with it, they can be better for it. So what is your delegation plan? You need to have one. If I asked you that 3 weeks from today, tell me your delegation plan, you should have an answer. If you don't, I'm telling you, you are going to get bogged down in this addiction and it's going to be destructive in your life. All right, third detox, the third leadership pill I want to give you is boundaries a pan. Boundaries a pan. And don't you love these words I came up with? All right, I love it. Okay, boundaries a pan. Listen, you've got to create boundaries in your life. If you don't create boundaries, you are not going to be successful. How are you going to win? Imagine playing a game and you are playing football or something and your goal is to win, but there were no yard markers. There was no out of bounds there. You didn't know where you were at. You didn't know how far you needed to go. There was no end zones. There's no boundaries. There's no nothing. It would be very difficult. You could get lost. You could get off track. You don't even know where you're at. I mean, it's confusing. It's no good. It's just chaos. Boundaries give us order. They allow us to be better and be more successful. In your life, you've got to create boundaries. You've got to draw lines around your day. Without clear boundaries, your day is never going to end. I mean, and listen, it's just going to go on and on, my friend, and it will never end, kind of like the song. It goes on and on, right? This is the song that never ends. It goes on and on, my friend. So you've got to understand that you've got to create boundaries around your life. Listen, your day must end for you to recover and rejuvenate. Did you hear that? Where is the boundary at the end of your day? For most people, it's, well, John, I leave the office or log out of the work. I go down and eat, hang with the family or friends or whatever it is, and then I'm, kind of logging back in, checking email. Oh, I got to do this. I'm back on the clock. And listen, I get it. Sometimes we got a lot going on, but listen, you need to have a hard stop to your day. There should be a boundary on the end of your day where you shut down and you disengage and you do what you need to do, because if you don't get rest and recovery, you are not going to recover from this addiction. So you've got to create boundaries. Listen, if you're always available, you're never going to be sustainable. You're never going to be scalable. If you're always available, if you're always on and never off, then I'm telling you, it's going to run you into the ground. Too many leaders blur their boundary lines, and they drift off in this kind of imbalanced life because they have no idea where they're at. They have no boundaries. So give your day hard starts and hard stops so that you don't lose yourself. A hard start to the day and a hard stop, and know what it is. Draw lines around your limits, or you're going to limit your energy and your focus. If you have no boundaries to your workload, you're literally going to get lost in a sea of work, and you're going to drown in that addiction, and you're going to be caught up in it. Listen, there's only so much a person can do before they start to lose productivity, focus, energy, themselves, and they just start to wither away. So listen, the longer you work without boundaries, the worse you're going to become. So you've got to understand that you've got to create boundaries. You've got to manage your energy, manage your time, manage your ability to say, okay, here's when my day starts, here's when my day ends, here's what I'm willing to do, here's what I'm not willing to do, here's where I've got to give and take, here's where I've got to create some boundaries and all of that. If you don't create boundaries around your day, it's going to go off the rails. If you don't create boundaries with people, it's going to go off the rails in your relationships. There's got to be some boundaries of what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do, what is healthy and what begins to get unhealthy. And if you don't create those boundaries, then all of a sudden you're going to find yourself getting messed up in life. So you've got to figure out, what do you need to do? So here's what I want to ask you. How are boundaries going in your life? How are you doing with boundariesapan, right? How are you doing with this leadership pill? Are you consistently taking it? Do you start really good and then it goes off the rails? Do you start good on Monday and Tuesday with boundaries, and then by Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you are off the rails into the weekend? You've got to be intentional about this every day. So you've got to ask yourself, how am I doing with my boundaries? Do I even have them? Where are they? Have I communicated with others where some of my boundaries are? Sometimes you've got to communicate so that others know where the boundary is. Now, I know this isn't easy. I know this is a little tricky, especially in a work environment where there's expectations for you to just always be on and get things done. And, you know, we have bosses and team members that need things from us. So we just feel like we've always got to be going. I was talking with someone the other day, and they're like, you know, it was my day off, and I've been going at it pretty hard. I'm getting calls all day. And I just felt so bad. I had to answer him because I'm thinking my team needs me. And I thought, no, you can't give in to this. First, you know, thought is, okay, don't answer the phone. You got to create some boundaries. Number two, you need to talk to your team about creating boundaries. You need to go back to them and say, listen, I understand you needed something. I got that. You knew it was my day off. We need to start talking about how we're going to build a culture of boundaries, not just for that person, but even to encourage others to say, listen, our expectations here that if it's your day off, then you got to have some rest and recovery. We're not going to reach out to that person. We've got to figure out what to do. Now, I know that's tricky. I know there's a lot of nuance to that because of emergencies and all this kind of stuff. But again, we've got to be real careful, because if we're not careful, everything's an emergency. If we're not careful, everything's a priority, and then nothing is. If we're not careful, we don't have any boundaries. We're just like, look, we'll just play the game and it'll be good. We'll figure it out as we go. We'll make it up. We'll respect each other. Well, that doesn't always work out so well on the back end. On the front end, it sounds really good. On the back end, it doesn't work out so well. So first, I want you to think about, do you have boundaries? Then I want you to begin to identify, where are my boundaries and where do I need to create some more boundaries? And then, have I communicated those boundaries with those closest to me, the people that need to know? How can I start there? Most people do not have good boundaries. They don't know, because they're anxious, or they feel bad, or they feel guilt. They're like, well, I need it. I want to be a good player. I want to be hard worker. I don't want to be that person. I get it. But you've got to do it. If you're going to be a great leader and you're going to detox from overworking, you better get some boundaries. So prioritizational, you got to take that pill. You got to prioritize your priorities. And you got to make sure you're very intentional about what matters most and what does not. Okay? You got to think about delegation nine, and you got to think about, how am I going to be a great delegator? How am I going to make sure I've got a delegation plan for everyone that reports to me, and we know what we're shooting for and where we're going? And then boundaries of pan. How are you going to create boundaries in your life and swallow that pill of making sure that you're intentional about it? Guys, if you'll work on these three things and really get intentional about it, you are going to start to detox from overworking. You're going to start being more productive. You're going to be more sustainable, and it's going to be more scalable in the long term for success. So I hope this was helpful. You got a nugget or two or some ideas that you can run with. Guys, thanks for listening. We're going to join back together next month where we're going to help level you up so you don't level out.
Thanks for listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. To get more of John's resources, visit www.johnbarrettleadership.com.